This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Attorney General John Ashcroft said yesterday that about 600 people remain in custody in connection with the attacks of September 11th. Ashcroft, who's under fire from both the left and the right for his aggressive approach to the terrorist investigation, also finds himself being criticized by several former FBI officials, including one former FBI director. NPR's John McChesney is here. Morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
Have any of these 600 detainees actually been charged with a crime?
In fact, most of them have. 104 of them faced federal criminal charges, and another 548 of them faced charges that are involved with immigration violations. Of the 104, by the way, only 55 of them are in custody. That means some people who've been charged are still at large. Ashcroft also said that some of the people charged are members of Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda organization, although it appears that no one's been charged with a direct connection to the September 11th attack. Many of these detainees have been charged with crimes completely unrelated to the attacks, things like credit card fraud and theft. By the way, the numbers Bob announced don't include people being held by state and local officials on non-federal charges. We don't know anything about them.
There's been a lot of criticism of the Attorney General because he's withholding the names of those who have been detained. What does he say about that?
He says that some of them have been charged in secret grand jury proceedings, so you can't give out names. He also says he's protecting the privacy of others. He doesn't want them to be labeled terrorists if they're found innocent. But he also had this to say about withholding those names.
I do not think it is responsible for us in a time of war, when our objective is to save American lives, to advertise to the opposing side that we have Al-Qaeda membership in custody.
Ashcroft, by the way, insists that by holding members of Al-Qaeda, further attacks have been disrupted.
Did his announcement yesterday do anything to satisfy his critics?
Not really. Senator Russell Feingold, who's a Democrat from Wisconsin, said he's deeply troubled by the lack of a full accounting of those being held. There are going to be hearings on the Hill about this today. Assistant Attorney General Michael Chertoff will appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Mr. Ashcroft said yesterday that he will appear on the Hill next week.
What did the Attorney General say about his critics?
Well, he didn't cut them any slack. He said that they should be very careful in making charges about civil liberties violations, and he added this remark.
While I am aware of various charges being made by organizations and individuals about the actions of the Justice Department, I have yet to be informed of a single lawsuit filed against the government charging a violation of someone's civil rights as a result of this investigation.
I talked with the ACLU about that statement, and a fellow named Lucas Gudentag, who's in charge of their immigration rights unit, said there haven't been any lawsuits because they haven't been able to get any accurate information in order to bring lawsuits against the government on this issue.
Now, what about former FBI officials criticizing Ashcroft?
This morning's Washington Post carries a piece about that. It says that 8 former high-ranking FBI officials are critical of Ashcroft's approach. Most prominent is William Webster, who says the AG's approach carries a lot of risk with it. He criticized the emphasis on disruption rather than investigation, saying that you might interrupt something using Ashcroft's tactics, but you wouldn't bring it down altogether. About those interrogations of the 5,000 Middle Eastern men taking place across the country, former FBI Assistant Director Kenneth Walton said it's the Perry Mason School of law enforcement, where you get them in there and they confess. It's ridiculous, he said. Tell me everything you know, and they'll give you the recipe for mom's chicken soup.
NPR's John McChesney.